You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following the resignation of Jacinda Ardern, there's been a great deal of discussion around the vitriol and personal attacks that targeted her online. One study conducted by the University of Auckland, researchers found Ardern was the target of 93% of toxic posts against seven high-profile politicians and officials. For my weekly chat with National's Shane Retty, we discuss the level of polarization and hateful messaging in New Zealand's political climate. I began by asking him whether he believes the country is more polarized than ever.
I think there's been studies out last year that would suggest that as a country we are more polarized. And undoubtedly COVID has been a trigger for that. But even pre-COVID, and certainly as we start to get into that plateau phase, the country does seem to be more polarized. And so, as I say, some of the studies have shown that. And then that would be my observation as well.
How pessimistic or optimistic are you about the number of New Zealanders who might be turning to fairly extreme views or ideologies or even take up some degree of political violence?
I'm optimistic for New Zealand, but I am concerned for those who are so extreme in their views that they either influence or adversely affect society. I share the concerns of others with those extreme views. You know, at a fundamental level, you can remedy this with that concept of a social contract we have with each other, that we will respect each other. Just simple respect. Doesn't mean I might agree with your view, but I will respect your view. Or as you've heard Chris say, you know, we're allowed to disagree, but not be disagreeable, which I think was an Obama statement. But I think if we were to start from a position of mutual respect, it's not a bad place to start addressing some of these issues.
Speaking of Chris Luxon, when asked, he was initially unsure whether women face more abuse than their male colleagues, but did acknowledge it later. What is your view of this dynamic in politics?
Chris has made it clear that there is more political vitriol, if you like, misogynistic attitudes in New Zealand, clearly towards women. And that has been my observations and what I've heard my woman colleagues discuss with me as well. That is my observation also.
Why do you believe this might not be something that immediately comes to mind for many people? Do you think it's a bit of a blind spot when we look at social issues?
No, I think considering we have a large proportion of women politically in Parliament anyway, I think to some degree this is front and centre, at least almost 50% of the time, at least minimum. And considering we've had strong women leaders, I would suggest even more. And so I think those who really think about the impact of a calling such as being a politician and being a leader, and you look at the impact and implications for that person and their family, I don't think it's too far away that you join the dots that this particular person, that particular person, is likely to also be at risk of extreme views and misogynistic views.
To what extent does abuse and personal attacks have a dampening effect on political engagement and accessibility?
Look, I think it certainly does put accessibility and engagement with New Zealand politicians at risk. We are blessed to be able to move relatively freely in the community, and there has been that concern that with the development of extreme views and extreme actions, that the personal safety of politicians and other community leaders may be put at risk, and that might have to be withdrawn or reduced in some way. And that would be a shame, because that's a privilege that we enjoy as politicians. It's also a privilege that the community enjoys. But if there is not that mutual respect and mutual safety, then that could lead to a different set of policies.
How would you describe the role of social media in the issue? Does it present new challenges, as some believe?
Look, I think it does, although social media has now sort of been pervasive with us for a while. And I think, amongst other things, the immediacy of social media, the obscurity of social media, and by that I mean, if you want to call it the keyboard warriors or whatever, those who can be brave behind their keyboard but not so brave face-to-face, all of those sort of issues are having an influence on how community leaders are treated and reflected on.
If social media is contributing to possibly an uptake in political polarization, is this something that you think needs to be addressed, the role of social and modern media?
Yes, I do. I think Amy Adams and the team made a good start with the Harmful Digital Communications Act. And I think it is that sort of thing that as attitudes change and as social media use changes, that so there should continue to be fine-tuning of the regulations. So I think it is something that we need to continue to look at.
Is there anything that can be done to, like you were saying, sort of bring everyone together and have more respectful discussions?
Well, the Prime Minister did look to lead an initiative in that sort of area. But I think fundamentally, through the core of society, we need to reflect on whether we agree, understand, and actually action the concept of mutual respect as one of many things that we need to do and should have for each other. So I think there is some fundamental teachings and learnings through schools and in families that we should be imbibing as well, which would help reduce this sort of polarisation.
And how does the National Party feel about this kind of policy or this kind of call, I suppose?
Look, the Christchurch call is an extension of the Harmful Digital Communications Act, which of course was an act in our hands. So you can see the principles which we support, and those principles which keep people safe but still able to, in a democracy, freely extend their views. But for those views not to be extreme, for those views not to be inciting violence. I think those principles are principles which we enabled in law and principles which we'll continue to support.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.